Welcome to Entrepreneurial Insights, a podcast brought to you by the Society of Entrepreneurs and Century Wealth Management.
In this podcast, we'll have a series of interviews with accomplished business owners and entrepreneurs in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Pearson Crutcher.
And I'm Jay Healy. Pearson runs the Society of Entrepreneurs. It's a membership organization founded to promote Memphis entrepreneurship and provide education and resources to business owners.
Jay Healy is the founder and president of Century Wealth Management, an entrepreneurial firm that can serve as your family's CFO. There are so many great entrepreneurs in Memphis, and their stories need to be told. Welcome to Entrepreneurial Insights. Welcome to Entrepreneurial Insights. Today's episode is with Jay Martin, founder and president of Juice Plus. Jay is also very active in our community, working with the Boys and Girls Club, St. Jude Marathon, and also My City Rides.
You'll appreciate this conversation. Jay's got a lot of interesting stories to tell, including his one-on-one basketball journey with some accomplished NBA professionals.
Also of interest is that Jay Martin is the 2021 recipient of the Master Entrepreneur Award from the Society of Entrepreneurs. Welcome to Entrepreneurial Insights. I'm very excited to have Jay Martin with us today. Jay is the founder and president of Juice Plus. He's also very active in our community. He is active with the Boys and Girls Club and also with My City Rides, among various other organizations. But I'm really looking forward to hearing about Jay and his career and how he gives back in this community. So, Jay, welcome. We're glad to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Pearson.
I think there's a very interesting story about how you chose Memphis as a place for your business. Can you share how you discovered Memphis?
Well, I came to the Liberty Bowl. Georgia played North Carolina State. I grew up in 400 people in my hometown. Came here and just liked the way it looked. And so we just decided to come here, four of us. Stayed in that house for 2 years. One of my basketball bench guys, he was 6'8", and he weighed 220-something pounds, maybe 230. And we slept in a queen-size bed, for 2 years.
Well, you know, got to go through a lot of things when you're getting a business started.
You got it.
You make things work. So, well, I have to say, Jay, I think that Memphis was very lucky that the Liberty Bowl had North Carolina State and Wake Forest. Or it was Georgia then. It was Georgia.
It was Georgia, and North Carolina State beat us.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But
so what was the evolution of the company over time?
Well, I had 7 years of undergraduate study. So I needed jobs, and I started out selling pots and pans and was doing quite well. And then I had to go teach, and the buddies that I was working with thought that the fire alarm business was better than the pots and pans. And so that's how we got started when we came here, and we had enough money to buy 24 fire alarms.
It's clearly evolved away from fire alarms over time. So
Oh, yes. How
did that work?
Well, the Burns-O-Matic Corporation was a 100-year-old company, and they really were impressed with us, and they gave us a territory bordering Tennessee. I don't think they had any idea how many states bordered Tennessee.
Right.
So, but it happened, and we started, our business caught on fire.
That's ironic.
And then they were bought out, and we went to see them, and they had no business, they said, doing anything with fire alarms or us. We were doing quite well. So that's how it happened, and we had to look for other products.
So you were out of the fire alarm business, and then you went into?
Water filtration. And there were some really good things in and around it. We got some people in the marketing business to tell us what they thought the potential was. So they brought people in to talk with us and this kind of thing. And they said, if it were us, we'd tell you to forget it. And we forgot them. And we added air filters as well. And we sold over $1 billion in 10 years.
That's incredible. Yeah. So then you went from the water filtration to Juice Plus. Can you talk a little bit about what the product is that makes up Juice Plus and how you got into that?
Well, the product is basically fruits and vegetables in capsules. Added that with omegas and also berries. And our team really liked that. And it kind of rung their ding. It didn't ring my ding either, but we did. They wanted to go out and say at least take a vacation and told me to come back when they did clinical research. And we now have 41 clinical research studies having done that.
Mm-hmm. So what motivated that change from filtration and air filters to Juice Plus or the...
Well, we kind of let them both go, or we had both of them going at the same time, but I guess it was weeds in the garden. That part of it grew faster, and so we didn't want to have both of them, and we had one. So now we have all 50 states, and we have 26 countries.
Mm-hmm. And it's a unique product, right?
Very unique, because the clinical research is a big part of it, big part of it. And we now have about 8,000 health professionals in the U.S. who use the product and recommend the product. So it's just, it just happened. A lot of luck involved.
Well, the importance of taking good care of yourself and having your fruits and vegetables, and then the clinical research just proved that it was necessary. So you have a very unique model on how you sell, you get your product to market. How do you do that?
Well, basically, we call them business partners all over the United States and also in countries. And basically, they are telling people about what it was. We have a lot of doctors that come and speak at meetings and this kind of thing, some very, very good ones. And another thing was that we were really concerned to do something about children in this regard. So when a customer is a parent, then the child is free of charge. And if the husband does the same thing and they have two children, the very same thing has happened. So we've had over 1 million children that have participated in that part of it.
That's incredible. And I know that you have really had some great research done on how beneficial the product is, and that they've followed people with health issues and how the product has really helped them.
We're not trying to make claims and that type of thing, but we have done it at Vanderbilt and all over the states, Wake Forest and South Carolina and Florida and UCLA and those places. And literally in probably 10 countries.
So how many employees do you have now?
We have about 150 here. And I'd have to say something about them too, because we've had 140 working at home. And it's been one of our best years ever. So we have about 600 in the countries and the state.
Right. And then if you count the number of people involved in distribution, what would that add up to? Thousands, right?
Yes. I don't know exactly, right. But I would say probably 4,000 or 5,000.
Right.
That's amazing. And then you've also branched into tower gardens.
Oh, yes.
Can you explain what a tower garden is?
Well, a tower garden is basically you can go indoors and outdoors and not go to the grocery store. This actually came from Disney World, Epcot, and the land one was the one that really we got interested in it. And we have, thousands of tower gardens, and you can pretty much fruits and vegetables all you want to, and it's a great, really great thing.
Because they're grown just in water, right? There's in a solution, but there's no soil, right?
No soil. You use about 5% of water and about 5% of land, and you can go indoors or outdoors. So we have a lot of them in schools. We have them in universities. And it's something that the people that are looking at us see that, and they think, you guys are really, you know, doing this, not just trying to sell us.
So did you ever envision, back when you started, did you ever envision that you would get the company to the level that it's at now?
I would say no. Exactly. I think we had maybe over $1,000 between the four of us,
right,
when we started, and we never asked anybody for money. We didn't have any, I don't think we ever went to the bank for that.
And I'm sure at the beginning, it was just a matter of paying your rent, right?
It was paying the rent.
And I know you've, as a entrepreneur, as a leader for your company, you've done a lot of unique things internally for your team. I think you had a doctor that was working inside the company. I think you had like a CFP doing financial planning work for your employees or your management. Tell us that in more detail and what motivated you to do that.
Well, I've told Pearson the same thing, that success is a what you would call, here I am, success is a team sport. And it wasn't just me or a lot more. We were able to get and retain people over a long period of time.
By doing unique things inside the company for them.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about you hired a doctor that your employees had access to and their families. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, yes, we have a doctor. Now we have a nurse practitioner, and also a doctor has to look through that. And so our people come to, they can go across the street and no cost, and they go there. And we've had that for now about 20 years, maybe 25 years in doing that. And that's a big difference in health, and also being able to, in the cost and everything, and we still will plan to do that.
Kind of like go back to the old company doctor. I mean, and that's what you're doing, is providing that resource. That's really cool.
Are you doing anything else unique for your employees, for your team, that people would be interested in hearing about?
Well, we have a lot of our employees have been part of our actual business itself, having stock. And they've done very well. We probably had 65, maybe, out of the whole 140 or 50.
And as you started this company on your own with this small group of peers and grew it into what it's become, how did you learn what you needed to know as you
journey? So that's how I got to be president. Any one of them could have done what I did.
Are they still involved in the company?
No, all three of them have died.
Oh, that's terrible to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were for a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how you learned your skills, how you learned how to run a big business over time. What did you need to learn along the way?
It's got to be simple, and it's got to be personal. We all talk in that direction. We're not trying to send things to people that are... It's got to be simple, and it's got to be personal.
And how would you describe the culture of Juice Plus at this point?
Family. I probably go, until the COVID, I would go probably 30 times in the year and go with people, and they'd have meetings, and we'd have lunch or dinner or something like that, and I'd go on Thursday afternoon and come back on Saturday night. We were trying to be a part of it, not just personally.
So your goal there was to really get to know the people that were working with you that were not necessarily in Memphis, but were around the United States.
I've only missed three states, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Alaska.
I guess you better get with it.
I'm trying my best.
Now that you've gotten vaccinated.
And I've been 77 times abroad, too. Don't forget that.
Wow. So you said that this year has been one of the best year, even though working from home and COVID. How quickly did the company adapt to this kind of crazy time?
I would not be the one to do that for them. I can tell you that. Virtual just doesn't get to me at all, but they did an absolutely wonderful, wonderful job of doing this. But you had one other thing that you didn't really realize it until people are now thinking and being concerned about their health and healthy eating. And the other one is they might want to look at a business. So we would have two things going at the same time. We probably have about 4% of our customers have come from them, of course. That was a big part of it. And they were able to do it virtually.
Yeah, that's great.
It's kind of remarkable how so many businesses have thrived in these difficult environments.
They have. Yeah, they have.
Yeah, and since so many of your customers want to sell the product, it's the best advertising is that they're using it themselves so that they can talk about the benefits. That's really cool.
And we don't give them inventory. We don't do anything. Their cost is $52 a year to be a partner, business partner. We used 52 because that's one every month, every week, a dollar every week. We work with our people, not off of our people.
Do you charge an extra penny when it's February 29th?
You know, I hadn't thought of
that. There you go.
Our IT could not do that.
Yeah, there you go.
I guarantee you that.
So are there any business ideas that you've explored but didn't pursue?
Not really.
Yeah.
I might have gone and looked some here or there, but not really trying to do something that I've found. If you want another story, I can give it to you. A friend of mine and I, water filters. We go down to a company in Fort Lauderdale. And it's a lady that was running the operation. So my friend was from Montreal, and we were in there. And she started crying. And she said that her husband had died, and he was the one that ran the business. But he told her the last thing that she told her was, two guys will come, and they'll be the ones, and you guys are the one.
Oh, my.
Like that. So we were just looking to have some and just play around with it to see if actually the guy in Montreal was going to do the take a look at it. So we get in the car, and he looks at me, and he said, my friend, he was French, he said, tomorrow tree guy will come. And we found out that her husband was definitely not dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So
that's that was a classic.
For sure. One thing, Jay, I know that you've been very interested in is making sure that people have access to get to the office, to get to work. And you've done many different things with organizations around the area of transportation. Can you talk about maybe what you've done with Boys and Girls Club in that area?
We built the technical training center, the Juice Plus Technical Training Center on Walker. And the job was here from the Boys and Girls Club is they would be able to get a job. So that's how we started. And then we realized that a lot of them, at least 80% or 90%, had no cars or anything. So we started looking at the places that people were asking if we could get them to them. And the average on a bus was 4.5 hours a day.
That's so crazy.
So we've done a lot better. We've had to move up to older people because, you know, you're 17 years old or 18 years old, it's different. We have about 3,000 now that have gotten jobs. And then we said that, man, this is difficult. So we have started a company or an organization, a nonprofit, to have motor scooters. And we've put about 250 or 300 there. They pay $3 a day. They get about 75 miles to the gallon. Parking is not a problem. It's really worked out well. Now, obviously, that was one of those that they were slow, but it's starting back again, and we expect to have 500 scooters. And there's not one in the United States that makes one, though, that we really wanted. We had to get it from Taiwan to get it.
But the idea is that a company can use their payroll deduction to afford to get the scooter so that they can get back and forth to work, and that they're given all the training and the
They get all the training, the insurance, and all that kind of stuff, too. We do that. But it is tough in HR. They want to make sure that nothing bad's going to happen.
Yeah, right.
That's just the way it is.
Liability issues. Yeah.
And so we have to deal with that. But now we've bought a place on Summer where they can actually do a lot more things right there with it and get that done. But it's not easy, I can tell you that.
And the nonprofit is My City Rides.
My City Rides, right.
It's very creative.
Very creative. I mean, if you think about other countries, that's how everybody gets around, is on scooters.
Right.
And so I think it's a great idea. And I know filling up my gas tank, it wouldn't be so bad to have a smaller gas tank and better efficiency.
We had a guy that was with the iCollege, and he rode his scooter to Indianapolis.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
He came back. He said, man, it's the best thing I've ever done in my life, but my butt is killing me.
That's a long ride on a scooter. I bet
yeah,
it was.
It is.
Are there any particular companies that are taking advantage of this?
You mean you're talking about Juice Plus?
My City Ride.
We are looking at telling people how to do it, and we would love to try to do that. And we have had a couple in doing that, but, you know, we got into the tariff thing, and the scooters were about $2,000, and now they've gone to $2,600. From that. And I don't know whether that'll go down or not.
Prices are going up everywhere, aren't they? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Jay?
Me? Well, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I could not possibly do something else. I mean, I'm not going to do it. No, I love what I'm doing, and I've been there 50 years, and let's go for 60 and see what happens.
There you go. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Over time, what would you say was one of the best decisions you made for the success of the company?
Oh, for the company. It started earlier that we are not going to put people who are working for us having to put any type of serious money at all in it. And, you know, like I said, it was 52. And I would say that's probably when we decided to do that. People stay with you.
Yeah, yeah. It's an easy onboarding for that distribution team then.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody came to you that said that they were thinking about starting a business, what advice would you give to them?
Find a buddy. Solomon had almost a full chapter about buddies. We tell them if you multiply the number one 10 times, you'll still be one. If you're two, it'll be over 1,000.
Yeah.
So you need a buddy.
So working together as your team was one of your best resources?
Yes.
Right out of the gate?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
And we tell them that's the first thing that we tell them when they're in the sales field, too, is get you a buddy, get you a partner. Tell them we're gonna tear it up. One versus two is so much better than one.
Now, that's interesting because a lot of entrepreneurs like to be solely in charge and even say partners are not good. What do you think about the difference between what you're saying and what other folks might say?
Well, I would say that I would never do that. I'm going to have friends and buddies.
Somebody to bounce ideas off and to be supportive and to make sure that you're accountable every day, right?
Not accountable. How would you want a buddy just to have accountable?
Yeah.
True.
Did you ever have struggles with your partners over time?
Not many.
Yeah.
So just not congenial many at all.
From the gate, out of the gate, huh?
Yeah, see, we're about 85% women. Mm-hmm. Because they're the ones that tell people what to eat and their children. So we have that, but we've not lost very many people at all. I mean, if they didn't do it, they just keep eating Juice Plus. And
so you mentioned earlier about what brought you to Memphis. And now if you think about the success of the company over time, do you think Memphis played a critical role in that success?
Well, it's a little bit like the buddies. I mean, you start looking at Kimmins Wilson or you start looking at Fred. They had buddies, and there are plenty of others that have buddies. And if we talk about Memphis being a spirit, but two of them can be more spirited than one.
It's very true.
Maybe we should change the name to the Society of Buddies.
Right.
Maybe so.
No, it's definitely true that entrepreneurs in Memphis know each other well and they're friends and they get along and they support each other in a big way.
Well, we've got, for me, example, and several others, we go everywhere we can possibly go and be sitting at the table with people and having fun. They had a thing with laughter, in my opinion, is the best thing there is. And they had a survey for women, married women, and they said, could you tell us when you decided to marry your husband, can you tell us one thing that caused that to happen or that happened? And the number one thing they sent back to us, or not to us, but to in the survey, they said, he made me laugh.
I think that's great. That's very true. And I certainly feel that way whenever I'm with you, Jay. All of your stories, that's for sure. I'm looking at you have published two books, too. It's easier to remember the future.
Oh, there's no question about it. Somebody said, if I had three things, I think in one of those things is that the first one is future. And I got this from Martin Luther King. It was that today is the future. you got to think in that.
Looking forward.
We have a question that we ask everybody that we interview for the podcast, and that's, do you think that entrepreneurs are born or taught? Can you teach somebody to be an entrepreneur?
You're talking about me. When you're in a situation where your family or your father or something of that nature, then that could be. In my case, it wasn't. He wanted me to teach school. 60 cents an hour. I think it was actually less than 60.
We were working lots of hours.
I taught world history, basketball, football, and all those in that bus. And then we had to wash football jerseys, and when you start thinking about that, it's probably about 30 cents.
Yeah. And not a very fun job washing sweaty football uniforms.
Somebody's got to do it.
So what I'm hearing you say is they forced you to be an entrepreneur.
Well, exactly. I had the short straw. It wasn't, well, entrepreneur and we were a group of people.
Yeah.
That's just the way it was.
What excites you about Memphis right now?
Well, I like what's happening downtown. I really do. We've known each other and we were buddies for 50 years.
That's Henry Turley.
Henry Turley.
Yeah.
I see more people wanting to have a purpose, which is a big part. And Henry's purpose was to get downtown Memphis back. And he started that in a big way with Harbortown and South Bluff. So I think we're seeing more in that, and we're seeing, I've never seen a place like Collierville at the numbers of people and lumber and stuff like this. It's just unbelievable. And we still got transportation, in my opinion, is probably the biggest problem we have.
I am impressed that you are trying to solve the biggest problem.
Yeah, but good luck.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, we're small changes there. Make an impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're also, Juice Plus also supports St. Jude, which is very impressive.
Oh, yeah. My wife and I did 32 marathons.
Okay.
Between us.
Yeah.
You got to have that six. So they came to us and wanted to know, would we be the key sponsor? And the last one that I saw, most of ours was in New York. They had 800 people. That was what they had in the marathon.
Yeah, at the very beginning, right?
And over half of them got caught by a train.
Oh.
In a marathon.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So they started talking to me and one of our other guys, and I said, if you're going to do it, you can't just do it 26 miles. You got to put it around the same thing and let them go twice. It was in Stockholm. Of course, you'd go everywhere in Stockholm with just the girls. I mean, you're going to come by. Just keep going if you possibly can. But the ones that do the lights and all that stuff, they said somebody will cheat and they'll get to go to Boston. Yeah. I said, and? And we started to get out. Just said, I'm sorry, we just can't do it. It's going to be 800 people again. And the train will, but St. Jude wanted to do it. So we did it. And so they've been over 20,000 now. And it's $100 million since then that they've
raised through the marathons?
Through the marathons.
Yes. Yeah. And they've definitely created a marathon that is the equivalent of New York, Boston, Chicago.
It's
impressive.
Yeah. They've done a great job with it. So that was, we said, and if you want to get some that's going to go 10 yards, get them down here. And
yeah.
You know, so they did. They did a really good job on it.
Yes. Yep.
That's great. Well, recently you have been named the Master Entrepreneur by the Society of Entrepreneurs. What did you think about that?
I wondered who in the world would do that for me. No, seriously, it's something very, very good. But like I said, you've got to have buddies, and you got to have people that were big part of it.
My favorite quote of yours is that success is a team sport.
It is. It's mm-hmm. a team sport.
Well said. Yeah. What do you like to do for fun?
Business.
That's the entrepreneurial spirit, right? Yeah. What is something that our listeners would be surprised to know about you?
That Jay was a college basketball star.
Not star, but pretty good, pretty decent. Played at Wake Forest, and we went to the Final Four my freshman year. Somebody asked me about what was the best you ever got in terms of somebody told you something and it was the most important thing that ever happened. I said, well, that's easy. Pete Maravich, that you know who I'm talking about. Pistol Pete. Okay. His daddy taught me how to shoot free throws. And I got in a bet with Oscar Robertson, and I hit 85 in a row. And Oscar said, why in the world would I get in with you? I don't know you. Nobody knows you. Everybody knows me. But I'll let you shoot, and if I see anything that I like, he said, I'll jump in. This is Oscar. We were up in Milwaukee. And so I hit 85. And Oscar Robertson said, I didn't see anything. And he sent me a bunch of balls with the Magic and about three or four of them in a shirt with me saying this. So I've got.
Did you ever consider going NBA?
No.
Okay.
a bench, maybe.
Yeah.
But not in the NBA. No, I was. We had a good team, though. We never lost to North Carolina to Dean Smith.
Right.
During that period of time. And Wake Forest also beat Duke 12 times in a row with Coach K. So that was not bad.
Excellent.
Pretty cool. Lots of fun.
We appreciate this conversation. It's been fun to hear everything you've told us. And we thank you for being here.
There were things I can't tell you. So. Yeah. Definitely part of it.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jay.
You're more than welcome.
We hope that you enjoyed our conversation with Jay Martin. If you'd like to learn more about Jay or Juice Plus, please visit our show notes.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Insights. If you enjoyed this conversation, feel free to share with your friends or colleagues. You can find more episodes or subscribe anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcasts. And of course, reviews are always welcome and appreciated. You can also check us out online at entrepreneurialinsightspodcast.com or bluffcitybusiness.com.